Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Go for it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
All right, 11:02 on the Fan. What's going on, everybody? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. We're going to get back to these calls, obviously, talking quarterbacks. What else? I mean, this is the big story. It's huge, and it impacts both teams, so it's fun. There's no right or wrong answer yet. It's really fueled by conjecture. There's many different ways to interpret this, and this story is not going away at all until we get our actual resolution with Daniel Jones signing with the Giants or being tagged, and or the Jets acquiring Rodgers or Carr or whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We'll get back to these calls in a sec. I did see this last night, and it warms my heart as I get ready for baseball. Almost there, buddy. Almost there. You don't sound very excited about baseball.
Well, I mean, because it takes so long to actually get into things that matter with baseball. I guess pitchers and catchers, it's interesting, it's fun. But then all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, wait, we still got like a month
when
they actually play.
Yeah, it peters out a little bit, you know, after five or six exhibition games. I got you. But anyway, this will bridge the gap for us, I think. So MLB Network, they do this every year, right? If you remember last year, and they put this through, it's called the Shredder. Love MLB Network. This is Brian Kenny. Analytic guy. Really good, right? So this is not influenced at all by humans. This is all computer-generated, all data points, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever they put in there, it spits it out. So it spit out the top 10 starting pitchers going into 2023. We've got Corbin Burns, number one. Terrific pitcher. Verlander, number two. Carlos Rodon, welcome to the Bronx. Don't disappoint, buddy. You're going to get booed. He's number three. Scherzer, number four. Which is awesome. So three of the top four are Yanks and Mets. Sandy Alcantara is amazing for Miami. Otani, Fried, Wheeler, DeGrom, number nine, and Julio Urias. So it's a good list, right?
Yeah.
Those individuals will be drafted quite high, I'm sure, on the fantasy baseball draft day. Who are we missing?
Garrett Cole.
Where is Garrett Cole?
Did he have the season
last
year?
That is so disrespectful.
But did he have the season last year that warrants him being on this list?
Yes.
Emotionally, for you.
No, not emotionally.
But statistically.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, my answer is yes. If you need me to provide context, I will. That's a separate question.
Was he better than Zach Wheeler?
Wheeler was really good last year.
He was great last year.
Wheeler was really good last year.
Or Max Fried.
He did lead baseball in strikeouts, just in case people forgot about that. 257.
Yeah.
Well, not good enough.
That little thing.
That little teeny-weeny thing. You know, he was top 10 again in Cy Young, which he always is. You know, I mean, I know the ERA was a little higher, you know, 3.5. All right. Made 33 starts. So he showed up every start. He had over 200 innings. He led baseball in strikeouts. I'm not saying he should be 1, 2, or 3. He should be on the list.
But he also gave up the most home runs in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. And that was a big issue. And that's got to go away this year. It plagued him.
Especially after, what was the game? Was that in the
Bader, when he said, I got you.
Yeah, I got
when
you.
When Bader dropped the pop-up.
Yeah, yep. And then he gave up
I got
bomb.
You. And here's the pitch from Cole. That is high.
That was bad. That was optically bad. Obviously, it was bad, but it was optically bad, too.
And by the way, we get in the Yankee booth. I asked Spike about a month or so ago if we can work out something where you and I get to do a little inning or so. How are we doing on that? Hopefully better than the backdrop for our studio, which was not made properly.
I didn't forget about it. It's just it goes the same place that all the other stuff goes.
In one ear, out the other?
Potentially.
Yes.
And what's so funny about that?
Because
it's been happening for years at the Fan. Carton and Boomer did hockey.
Hold on. Let's rewind. We're talking about hockey and the Nets. We talk about Devils, and we're talking about the Nets. The Yankees, tell me the other hosts besides John and Susan who have done play-by-play, unless John has had to take a leave of some sort.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Exactly. So don't be like, oh, half dropping a ball in this. I'm just saying.
Well, so there's got to be a line of people in front of us for us to do something? Did it, we're not good enough to maybe mess around to try?
John's not giving that booth up for anybody. It's to nobody.
No, I understand that. That's why I'm saying when he's not there.
Okay.
Susan can take the day off and we'll jump in for a day.
And Sweeney's not here.
Sweeney's not around, unfortunately. Love Sweeney.
Fill in.
Okay. So put that in.
Shout out to the Sweeney man. Love him. Love Sweeney.
Did he land yet? What's he doing?
He's going. I'm sure he's got something.
Yeah, no, he definitely will.
I got to text
MLB
him back.
MLB or something like that.
He's too valuable not to. He'll be fine. But we'll miss him. I want to do a game.
Okay. I'll send a note to John.
Don't engage him in a conversation because you're not going to have an answer that's going to satisfy him.
Oh, I know.
Don't engage me
in this conversation.
Whose side are you on?
In this conversation.
Wait a second.
There's nothing.
Can I just?
What can Hoff do?
Let me just. Well, apparently nothing. It's not even on his list.
Yeah.
So
that's a spike thing.
Let me just shift this around for a second.
Uh-huh.
So imagine if I was driving in as I do every morning, same as you. Listening to Boomer and Gio, right?
Yes.
And Gio's crafting a plan that will be fun and cool and good for the station and good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Boomer tells Al, don't engage him, dude.
Yeah,
it's not worth your time.
But all those things that Gio is trying to do, whatever it may be, are doable.
Well, because you got Boomer's influence. If you shut me down, we don't have the influence that we need.
But, so you should talk to Tiki. That Tiki, go tell Spike and John and Susan.
I don't need that. I can do that. I just don't need him to shut me down on the air.
I'm not shutting you down.
I'm telling Hoff to not engage you.
Because there's nothing Hoff can do.
By the way, guess who else was missing from that top 10 list?
Dove might have a better chance of doing this.
Nestor Cortez.
I was going to say Nasty. Now, real quick, I won't belabor it. I can tell nobody's interested in this but me. Dove, you are the executive producer of Yankee Radio Broadcasts.
Exactly. Dove can help you more than
Hoff. Well, that's why I'm going to enlist his services now. He hasn't said a word. What's up?
Wait, see what happens. Are you willing to travel?
Yes.
Tiki going with him?
Possibly.
Oh, you suck.
It depends on what I have to
do. Wait a second. If the Yankees said, and by the way, I don't expect them to say this, but if the Yankees said, you know what? John's not going to Minnesota. Ruco's got, I don't know, the WNBA Finals. Everybody else is busy. We're going to have you guys do a game in Minnesota. You don't know if you'd come with me?
Minnesota?
Oh, you are the worst. Mm. I'm going to move on.
Can it be like...
No, it can't be anything. It can be wherever they say.
Like
Twitter.
Chicago?
Twitter.
Can we do it at Wrigley?
I need Twitter to light my partner up. And I never say that.
Can we do it in like...
He just said that he doesn't know if he would accompany me to a major league city to call the Yankee game.
Maybe Los Angeles.
Jeez.
You know I played football for a living, right?
I don't care right now. 877-337-6666. Go get him, Twitter. In all seriousness, Gerrit Cole is an interesting figure here. He is. Because now, you know... And really, so was Cortez, because I look at the Mets rotation. Verlander's a horse, unbelievable, beast, still great, undeniably great. Scherzer, beast, incredible presence, kind of languished at the end a little bit, you know, a little interrupted middle of the season, get it, right? So, but I'm not worried about the Mets rotation. Their upgrade, strength in numbers, and I'm not worried about the Yankees rotation, but I feel like there's more questions with the Yankees. Is this truly Cortez? You know, is Cole still a legit 1A ace. How does Rodon handle the Bronx? He's had a couple of bad seasons.
Yeah, Louis
before the last two.
Severino with his. We love Louis. We just want him to be fully healthy for a whole season and not have some things that crop up. No, you're right about that. And I think more than the starting rotation, that biggest issue for me with the Yankees is the closer situation, right? Who elevates or becomes that guy? Because I don't have any faith.
Well, it's obviously internal.
Of course it is, but who? You know what I mean? Is it Clay? Is it? I don't know.
I mean, he flashed enough where I say maybe.
It makes sense, but something was off with him.
Yeah.
Clearly at the end of the season.
For sure. So we still have some issues. Thankfully, there's a lot more answers than questions with both teams. You know, the Mets were signed McNeil. Mets did a lot of things they needed to do. Oh, the other thing that I thought was ridiculous with the Shredder. Hoff, do me. Oh, where did I see that? Was it the Shredder? No. I think I saw it now on Instagram. All right, I'll find it at some point. Where now I know I'm going in circles now because I saw so many things. I think it was about, yes, they went through every single team and they identified the best player for every single team. And some are so obvious. Did you see this?
I feel like I know what you're talking
about.
You know
where I'm going. And when it got to the Mets, it wasn't a pitcher. Fine. It wasn't Lindor. Fine. He's not the best player. He's up there, but it wasn't Alonso. You know who it was?
Nimmo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. I think they're wrong on that, but I don't know what the qualifications were on that.
Is Nimmo the fifth best, Matt? I like him. Is he even the fifth best? Fifth best. No. It's not better than Marte.
But this is all analytics. This
of course, 100%.
This is all numbers.
It's on base percentage, which obviously skews in his favor. That was odd. That's why a lot of these things it's just a bridge of conversation to get to the actual games, but that was ridiculous.
Well, we talked about this. I tell you, off air, the Mets, Francisco Lindor, they did the shortstops, and the Shredder had Lindor at five, but every analyst that was on there been like, he's one or two. He had a fantastic season last year. He's going to get better. His defense was great. His offense was great. Everything was great. He's one or two, but the Shredder gave him five.
Who was in front of him?
I believe Bogarts, Seager, where they were three and four. I'm trying to remember one and two.
Gotcha.
Trey had to be.
Trey Turner was one, sure. And then two. I forget.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as outlandish, even though he's probably closer to four, maybe even three. I'll give you that. I don't know if it was scorned so without mercy that we should abandon ever looking at those tweets again.
I can see Trey Turner being one, but again, the point is that some machine, something data said that Lindor's not that great.
Yeah.
That's basically what they were trying to say. And that to me is like, your point is very valid. It's like, where are we getting these? We're relying on a machine or a computer to tell us who's great.
Well, let me check you on that. Let me correct you. Let me frame it a different way. We don't rely on them. People who don't know baseball might rely on them. We laugh at them.
Right.
That's what we do. We take it. We acknowledge it. What it is, it's fodder. It's conversation. Some of it's right. Some of it's crazy. And then before you know it, we look up and it's baseball season. Off the top of your head, Teak, I know this is real early, but we're going to do this because I don't anticipate, unless the Yankees make that trade with Pittsburgh, any other big move for either team here, all right, before we start the season.
Do I think there's going to be one?
No. We're going to jot this down now. We're going to stick this in the drawer with the rest of the useless predictions that we've made the last year here on The Fan. Win total, Mets. I'm jotting all this down. It will be saved. Go, Mets. Right now.
96.
How many?
96.
Yankees.
97.
Attaboy. Hoff. I'm sure he'll correct that.
Yeah, I'm not even. Gotta give me more time to think about this to really put it through.
Dude, you do a Rico Bronya podcast every night. You know baseball as well as anybody on the show.
The
you time to give me a number?
The Mets are in a tough division.
Yeah, just throwing out there. 93 wins for the Mets.
Ooh. 93?
Yeah, they're not winning 100 games this year, I'm guaranteeing.
No, I agree with that. I agree. Well, they went 1-1.
Well, you told me they
ago.
Weren't going to win 100 games last year.
Well, I don't. 93 seems low, though.
Does it really, though?
Yeah, that's why my reaction was.
Well,
what
you
it
have
was.
The Phillies and the Braves that are going to be very competitive.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe 93 is a bit high. You might be right. Where's the Mets song when we need it? And what about the Yankees?
I think the Yankees will be at, I'll say, 90.
You're out of your 90. Mind. 90. Get lost.
These are preseason predictions. Yeah, I'm not even close to anything about
it. Dove, how about you, buddy?
Each team has 101.
You're out of your mind.
Dove also had the Yankees at 118 last year.
He did. Yeah, he was chasing down like the 1903, whomever. All right, so I'm going to put the Mets at, I think 93 is too low. I think 96 is a tick too high, Teak. Dove is ludicrous. I'm going to go 95.
Tick.
94.
He's that Price is Right guy.
Yeah. 94
like I'm going between.
Yeah. Don't overbid.
94 for the Mets.
I'm gonna go. Ludicrous. 94 is his number.
Exactly. Hey, listen, that game could mean a lot. And 95 for the Yankees. There we go.
Baseline underneath, bank shot. No, Ewing slams him to follow. And the Knicks go up by one with 26 seconds remaining.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The buzzer sounds, and the New York Knickerbockers are going back to the NBA Finals.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, my God, I'd do anything to get some Ewing highlights. That was awesome. That was a young Mike Breen. Wow. Wow, Ewing with the stick back, Tiki. Used to fall asleep to those games on the station here. I did. It is 11:22 on The Fan. What's happening, Tiki and Tierney? All right, so we talked a lot of quarterbacks in the first hour, branched into a little baseball conversation last 12 minutes or so, and now we get back to you. Mark is in, pardon me, that's James in Brooklyn. What's going on, Jamie? How you doing today?
How you doing, boys? How you doing? Listen, I really think it's a no-brainer for the Giants. Now, I haven't been an exact 100% supporter of Daniel Jones over his first couple of years, but I did see a change in him this year, and I thought Daboll and company was able to kind of infuse something that he never had, which is a pocket presence. He never had that. He had the physical tools and all that other stuff, but the pocket presence came. This is what I propose. A three-year, $100 million contract with the Giants option for the fourth year. Tag Saquon Barkley, and I think it's fair. Also, if you can, with the signing bonus, move a lot of the money up front. This way, at the back end, if he ain't working out, it's not going to cost us too much.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hang up and...
Well, I mean, over three years, though, Jamie. You don't
yeah, only three. Only three. He's still got to develop, right?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the 3 years with our option to sign, that we could also bolster him and give him everything he deserves coming out of year two, looking like the Super Bowl quarterback that we all hope he will be.
Yeah, I mean, you hope so. Anybody, I mean, at this point, all you got to do is just be not a turnover machine and you can get your team towards the Super Bowl and do it in pretty quick, you know, turn. I mean, Jalen Hurts, who would have thought Jalen Hurts in his third year would be playing in a Super Bowl? Like, Pat Mahomes, we could see it. Like, from his first, maybe not his first game that he played when Alex Smith sat down in his rookie season, but from his real first start in his second year, the year he won the MVP, he just knew. I was like, this kid is different. He's special. This kid can take a team, a good team, great team, bad team, whatever, deep and maybe to a Super Bowl. You knew it. Daniel Jones isn't that. So you got to understand that the pieces around him got to be really good as well. But I think his point, Jamie's point about pocket presence, that was the biggest difference. Like, you could tell he felt like an urgency in the pocket and not this laissez-faire, I'm just going to hang around here, try to find the open guy, which led to a lot of the turnovers. It was ball out of his hand accurately, and if not, I'm moving, and I'm finding space, and I'm either running or throwing the ball away. Like, Daniel got really smart with his pocket presence this past season. I think that's why we feel the way we do, because he just wasn't losing games as much as he was in previous years.
That's a big part of it, too. I mean, when you just lose, like Zach, when you lose games, conversation ends. Nobody can tolerate that.
Because of what you do.
Yeah, for sure. There's no doubt Mahomes is special. But I want to, like, take, when you say, and you're not wrong, you know, you knew he was special right away. He can elevate, and he has. He's an all-time talent. I mean, he's got to win a few more Super Bowls, but, you know,
he's been to three of the last four. Isn't that crazy?
He might be the most talented quarterback of all time. He might be.
I don't know why we, like, overthink this all the time.
I know.
We always do.
Because we're so consumed with the finality of the wins and the losses, which obviously matters, but context is often stripped away. But either way, he's still so young. He's got a chance to win another one coming up soon. I wonder, and there's no right or wrong, but I'm curious what your answer would be. You take Mahomes, and you put him on the Giants last year without a single roster change. Give me some Give me some neighborhood statistics for Mahomes.
I mean, I have no idea. I mean, he probably completes 64.5% of his passes, throws for 29, 30 touchdowns, and probably has 7 or 8 interceptions.
Well, how many picks did he have this year?
I don't know off the top of my head. He did.
He threw a few.
He did. And, you know, he looked unsettled early on in this season. And probably that's because he had some new weapons. Juju Smith-Schuster, MVS was new. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he was new. Obviously, it was the first year without Tyreek Hill. So his, security blanket, so to speak, I'm just going to throw this deep ball and someone's going to run underneath it. That was kind of gone.
Mm-hmm.
But he did figure it out. Like, he figured out how to continue to excel and be elite. Yeah, he threw 12 interceptions this year, BT.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it doesn't change what Mahomes is. He's transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not elevating this Giants team anywhere. He's just not.
Probably not.
Maybe they win an extra game.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably not.
But with that same crop of receivers and some of the injuries and Saquon's jacked up shoulder and the O-line.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Issues and all the things that Daniel Jones had to deal with, it's not happening. He's just not. Now, if you put Daniel Jones on the Chiefs, again, this is a ridiculous conversation, but it does illuminate. You need stuff around you.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if Daniel Jones is on the Chiefs, are they an absolute playoff team? No doubt. Do they win at least 12 games? Yeah. I think that they do. I really, really do. Let's get EJ in Hicksville. What's going on, EJ?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good, man.
I have a question regarding, Daniel Jones and Saquon, right, coming back to the Giants. But I'll just quickly add, like, a qualifying preliminary question. And maybe Tiki, because he played, might be better off weighing in on this, but obviously for the both of you. So, assuming Daniel Jones comes back to the Giants, they re-sign him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in Daniel Jones' professional interest for Saquon to be back as well?
In large part, yes, because Saquon gives you a home run hitter. And if you don't have that guy, it's just hard. It's hard to run, 10 to 15 play drives every single drive in order to score and put yourself in position to win. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you need that guy who can change the field. And the Giants just don't have anybody. I mean, they'll get somebody. Or some multiple bodies, I hope, this offseason. But right now, it's just Saquon.
Right. Nah, and I'm assuming Brandon somewhat agrees with you, unless I'm wrong.
I have a little bit of a different feel. I don't know that I've got to bring him back. I think that the Giants could be okay without Saquon. And I ran through the list the other day. EJ, I don't know that I still have it in front of me. I'll just check real quick. But even if I don't, I could still give you most of it. Go ahead.
The real question is, negotiations that Daniel will be involved in, if he feels it's in his professional interest for Saquon to be back, does that ever, could it ever play into the negotiation, or would it ever?
Oh, you mean like take a deal because it helps them sign Saquon? That's what you're. I don't think that they're.
I don't see that.
I don't see that happening either. It's interesting, but I don't see it happening. Mainly because Daniel Jones still wants to get paid.
That's right. Sounds unified.
Yeah.
You got to get paid.
He's got to, not only for himself, but for the market. I mean, we always talk about this. And I think that Daniel Jones is in this new space where a guy plays out 5 years or 4 years in his case. And you don't really know what the market is. Like, is he a top five quarterback? He's the next one. Right, you know he's a giant. You know that they really want him. Where is he valued at? And, you know, based on production, it probably would be around 27 or 28 million. Based on the franchise tag, it's 10 million more than that. So he's in a unique space. He's got to do what's right for him first and then worry about the team second.
No question. And just to complete the thought on the running backs, I brought this up on Monday. You look at the top 15 running backs this past season based on total yards, mm-hmm. okay? And of the 15, five were first-round picks. Five were in the first round, five were in round two, two were in round four, two were in round five. And of the five first-rounders, only two were taken in the top 10, Saquon at two, C-Mac at eight by mm-hmm. Carolina, and obviously only Barkley remains with the team that drafted him. So, you know, you really look around. I mean, the top five running, but think about this. Miles Sanders was fifth. He was a second-round pick. Dalvin Cook was sixth. He was a second-round pick. Nick Chubb was third, second-round pick. Derrick Henry, he's been a beast, Hall of Famer, round two. You know, it's not popular, and I love Saquon, but let me say this, though. He does seem flexible.
Yeah.
He does.
Saquon. Yes, he does.
He even said, I don't feel the need to reset the market. And it's that mindset that I think will enable him to remain a giant. But if that changes and he starts playing hardball, then if I'm running the Giants, I'm prepared to move on because I know I could get a second rounder for peanuts. And he can, even if he only approximates 90% or 80%, and he's not going to have the star power, he's not going to, you know, resonate. I know Saquon's a giant. Mm-hmm. I get that. But what really matters is what do you do when the game starts? The other stuff is ancillary stuff.
Yep.
You can find other guys who can run. 877-337-6666. Let's get Al in Parsippany. What's up, Al?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Al? It's good.
Hello, Al.
What's up, Tiki? BT, real
yes.
quick.
Yeah.
You just mentioned a second ago, if Daniel Jones was on the Chiefs and Mahomes was on the Giants, Jones would win 12 games. Listen, last year, 13 seconds ago against the Bills, is Daniel Jones driving the field and winning that game against the Bills?
Why not?
Are you kidding me?
Well, Zach Wilson did it. Zach Wilson did it. Zach Wilson did it.
He's not Mahomes. There's levels to this.
Al, hold on. Al, hold on. I got you. No, I got you. But Al, Zach Wilson did it.
Sure. But did he?
So why couldn't Daniel Jones do it?
Regular season is a different story. Listen.
Okay.
Daniel Jones is not Mahomes. Mahomes won probably four or five games for the Chiefs this year, despite their offensive line. Despite not having Tyreek Hill, he keeps plays alive. He keeps his eyes down the field.
I know he's better. Dude, he's not, so much better, Al. It's not even contestable.
God. Yeah, exactly.
No, I got that. No, but Al, hold on. That doesn't mean. Well, let me ask you.
Yeah.
You take Jones on the Chiefs. What do you think? They're a 6-11 team? I mean, what are you saying?
Listen, I'm not saying they're 6-11. They're not nearly as good as they were.
Well, what are they?
They're probably like a middle of the road. No one's worried about a Daniel Jones-led team, even with the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Vikings were.
BT.
What?
Listen, the Vikings were a fraudulent team. They won like eight games by less than a possession.
Okay.
They won 11
Eagles
games.
The Eagles exposed the guy.
11
the
games.
The Eagles undressed him, and I'm a Giants fan. That was terrible.
Al,
was
I told you the Giants were going to get smoked. You're not telling me I didn't. I said it on the air all week.
Okay,
I said the Giants were going to get destroyed.
Jones,
Al.
Watch what Mahomes does to the Eagles defense on the Super Bowl.
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
The Chiefs are going to win the game, 100%.
I mean, but is he going to just eviscerate the Eagles? Was it going to be 37-10?
He's going to shred him. He's going to dice him apart, 100%.
I disagree.
Remember this phone call.
I got you, Al. I like the passion. Good call, buddy. Well, spunk.
I don't know what you guys were fighting about.
Because you weren't listening. Dolph, do you have the statistics? Like the home run appeal of Saquon, 20-plus yards.
Right. So he was actually...
Where did he stack up against the rest of the NFL? Do you have that in front of you?
He was fifth.
Okay, fifth. How many 20-plus yard runs did he have?
Nine.
Okay. Do you have a top 10 list or is it the entire...
Yeah.
Okay, number 10. How many did the 10th best have?
It was...
Four, five? So I'm just guessing. Eight?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So Mahomes had, if I have this right, the fifth most yards of 20-plus or more, correct?
I had running backs. I don't have...
Yeah, no, though, I get that. I just running backs. And he had how many?
The 10th or Saquon?
Saquon.
He had nine.
He had nine, and the 10th on that list had how many?
There's a lot of people with eight.
Yeah, because no, there were three with eight. There were four with nine.
Okay, so I would tell you right away, overstating his home run value was just proven out. If there's that many guys who rip off 20-yard runs, what are we talking about here? I mean, if you tell me that there's this some seismic gap, you know, like Aaron Judge and the second most home runs, all right, so okay, you got something.
What's the list? Who's on that list?
Actually, you do have QBs because Justin Fields is second with 10. Nick Chubb has 13.
Wow. Does anybody view Nick Chubb as more explosive than Saquon?
Definitely. 100%.
Wait, but Saquon's viewed as like the most...
Yeah, but Nick Chubb is one of the best running backs in football.
I'm not saying best.
And he has been.
But I'm not saying best. I'm saying explosive.
Well, you got to watch Nick Chubb to know how explosive
he is. I've seen him play 20 times, dude. What do you mean? I got to watch him.
And he goes for 20-plus yards all the time.
I understand that, but I might be wrong.
And by the way...
Is he faster than Saquon? Who's got a better 40?
That doesn't matter. Huh. I think you're conflating... explosion and et cetera with playmaking.
Well, you tell me he's irreplaceable because he has all these long runs, and I hear 12 other guys have the same amount of runs as he does.
He's irreplaceable for the Giants.
Why?
Because where else are they finding that?
There's 12 other guys that do it the same as him.
There's not. I think
he'll make a lot less money.
Dove is looking at a lot of quarterbacks. I bet Lamar Jackson's on that list.
He's below that, but he's there.
Give me the names, Dove.
Lamar's on this list.
Nick Chubb had 13.
Yep.
Justin Fields, Derrick Henry, and Kenneth Walker each had 10.
Walker, rookie, Michigan State, go. Mm-hmm.
Saquon, McCaffrey, okay. Pollard, Sanders. Those are the guys. Those had nine. Right?
And they're all tied with nine. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen.
Running up a quarterback, yep.
Travis Etienne,
Jaguars. Yep. He's really good. Yep.
Foreman.
Okay.
They had eight.
Deontay Foreman.
Yep. Yep.
And Jalen Hurts had seven.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs had seven.
So tell me the average running back on that list.
Well, this is,
wait, I don't know if you can do that math.
I'm just. You heard it. So tell me the guy that's a fifth round, you know, average guy that you just picked up in the
Kenneth Walker.
No, Kenneth Walker was one of the best running backs in college football.
Was he a first-round pick?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does, though. You know why?
No,
it does, though, because...
I'm not even going to argue with you, because you're set in your ways. Because when I had my best seasons, when I rushed for 200 yards three times in a season, and when I led the league in total yards, I was not fast. I was not explosive. I just knew how to make big plays.
Okay.
And so it's just like guys know how to score. I didn't know how to score. Like, I wasn't a scorer. That's why Brandon Jacobs has 57 career touchdowns. And I only have 55 or whatever it is. LaDainian Tomlinson, he knew how to score touchdowns. Certain guys know how to make big plays. Certain guys know how to score. Saquon's one of those guys that knows how to make big plays. And it's just not easily replaceable. And it's simple. And it's little things. Like, how do I get out of this situation where there's two guys converging on me and... I kind of don't want to hit him, but I know if I juke him, I'm going to get caught from behind. Like, what do you do? And Saquon always knows what to do. He'll spin out of it, or he'll, you know, split him, or whatever it does. It's a skill, and you can't discount that skill.
Not everybody has it. Agreed.
So
I'm not.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I got you, Tika. I'm not even trying to discount it. All I'm doing is pointing it out, and the numbers back it up that there's a lot of other guys that do it as well. So if we're going to make Saquon out to be so special, there should be an absence of names on that list.
There's a lot of other guys, but they're not an infinite number of guys. And I think that's what people think when they think, oh, this running back is replaceable.
I understand that. But now if you want to connect the money to it, that changes the equation.
You know where I stand on the money. Franchise him. Franchise him this year, franchise him next year.
Okay.
Hell, if you got to do it another year, do it again. If it's that big to you. I can't give Saquon a $16 million a year contract. I'm just not going to do it.
Yep.
At least not this year. You know, maybe next year, but he's a year older at that point because the cap will be $255 million at that point. So $16 million relative to this year means nothing. But I can't do it right now because the Giants need too much to put 30-something million in their quarterback AAV and on the cap and $16 million in a running back on the cap, which takes you basically almost to your cap limit. Even though you're supposed to have a lot of cap space, you're going to go over it with two players. You just mm-hmm. can't do that.
When it comes to that, we're saying the same exact thing. Yeah. When it comes to that, I got you on that.
Just do it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, 11:46 here on the Fantique and Tierney Show, 877-337-6666. Garner Roberts on deck at 2, so all day here on the Fan. Daniel Jones, a hot topic, and we'll do all in coming up at noon here. But a hot topic because indirectly, the decision by Tom Brady to retire spikes his value. There's a shortage of talented quarterbacks available, and there's a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. So what does it mean for Danny? Let's get Giancarlo in Rutherford, New Jersey. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Tiki, one of my favorite Giants, man. I loved watching you play.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, thank you. BT, I'm a stat guy. I get it. Running back leaves, you replace him 5 yards a carry. There are some that are special. There are some that are playmakers. That kid makes plays. Tiki nailed it. When to cut, how to cut, spin. And the question is, how many wins is he worth? Personally, me, without him on that team, you could subtract 2 to 3 wins from this year.
But how many wins? Hold on. But how many wins is he worth with a decent team around them? He didn't have much around them. That's the problem. So for this team, he was worth 2 or 3. I'll probably grant you that. But if you've got a real offense around him or around Jones,
I think it makes him better.
I think it matters as much.
I think it would probably make him better. It's not as much pressure. They're constantly with 7 guys in the box. They're creeping an 8th guy down and just daring Daniel Jones to throw the ball down the field. I saw this stat about the Giants offense this year, and their percentage of plus 15, forget completions, just throws, is like the bottom like 8th of the league.
Doesn't surprise me.
It was bad.
Yep.
I mean, I can't even think in my mind like a deep throw. There's a couple to Slayton early on in the
opening
season.
Week one. Jones hit a bomb.
Yeah.
Was that the Shepherd?
I think it was.
The long one.
But other than that,
yeah, there weren't many.
There weren't a lot of them throwing the ball down the field. So as a result, teams are just like, all right, we're going to play extra guys in the box. And if Saquon, you know, can't make guys miss, those big plays aren't happening. So I think if they had receiving threats, and appreciate your call, Giancarlo, if they had deeper receiving threats and guys who you know could go make 50-50 catches or, you know, take a dig and go 50 yards, I think it makes Saquon's job easier. I think he becomes even a better player.
Kyrie is in Short Hills. What's going on, Kyrie? How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Rough one, man. Against the Celtics last night, huh, man? Oof, guys got drilled, bro.
I got a couple of quick questions.
What's up?
I just wanted to know, so the Giants will have won 9 games and made the playoffs without Saquon Barkley and Matt Breida being a featured back. That's what I want to know from Brandon Tierney.
Don't know the answer. Probably not.
Okay. And the Patrick Mahomes, so, like, I like, it's been a lot of discrediting Patrick Mahomes. You put Daniel Jones on Patrick Mahomes level. Daniel Jones.
No,
you
it
said,
didn't.
No.
No, it didn't. Kyrie.
You did.
Kyrie.
You said if he go to Kansas City, mm-hmm. they'll win 12 games. But if Mahomes came to the Giants, they'll win the same, maybe another game. I'm lost.
Well, let me explain it to you. It's not a referendum on either player. It's an acknowledgement of what's around them. Mahomes is far superior. Let's just shut this down now because I'm not dealing with this for 2 hours. Patrick Mahomes is infinitely better than Daniel Jones. He's one of the greatest players of all time. But circumstances matter, Kyrie. And if you put Mahomes on an offense with nothing around him, he ain't going to look like Mahomes the way you think he is. That's just the way it goes, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, so what? if had Joe Burrow beaten Patrick Mahomes this Sunday, would you be saying Joe Burrow last Sunday? Would you be saying Joe Burrow was better than Patrick Mahomes because he beat him four times?
First of all, I think it's a pretty interesting conversation, not directly because of the win-loss, but I think Burrow's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I would also say, let's put Burrow on the Giants with these weapons, and now let's juxtapose Daniel Jones in Cincinnati with three beast receivers, a great running back, and they're going to win some games, dude. They're going to score.
So, but Kansas City got a bunch of household names over there besides Kelsey?
They got guys that can slash you up, man. Juju Smith, say what you will about Juju Smith-Schuster, and Steelers always know when to move on from wideouts.
Yeah,
but Juju Smith-Schuster was really good early on.
Did you watch a lot of Kansas City? Did you watch him a lot?
Juju Smith-Schuster is Darius Slayton, and let's be honest.
No, he's better. You're wrong.
He's significantly bigger. He's got a bigger catch radius, and he's actually found his role.
He was significantly quiet this season as well, though.
Who, Juju?
Yeah, Juju.
Yeah, because most of the balls go to Travis Kelce. You know, we're going in circles here, but let's go back to Joe Burrow. I mean, you bring up something really interesting about Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow on a bad team his rookie season won two games. You know, he had 13 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He took care of the ball, but he got sacked 32 times in 2020. They stunk. This was a year before.
And that was when we kept saying they should draft Penei Sewell, and they took Chase, right?
That's a year before he took them to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
He was just average.
I know.
Wasn't like a stud. Like, you could see him have the skill set.
Got hurt, too.
I know, but he got hurt. He played 10 games. He got hurt because he got hit a lot. They didn't have the pieces around him. The next year, they draft Ja'Marr Chase, and he leads the league in completion percentage. He gets sacked 51 times again.
Oof.
But they were really damn good. And so much of it was because they put talent around them. And Joe Mixon evolved. They shored up the offensive line. They just got better. So you can't look at anything in a vacuum. So doing the hypotheticals like, oh, Patrick Mahomes is doing this or Daniel Jones, it's almost impossible because so much matters with who you're playing with as opposed to, you know, who the guy is.
Yeah, I mean, there's no right or wrong. I mean, I think I find it probably a little more interesting than you. It's based on non-reality,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's, you know, for a day, for a minute, it's somewhat of a compelling transition to different parts of the conversation, but doesn't change anything. You get drafted where you get drafted, you play with who is around you, and you either sink or you swim.
Yep.
And Daniel Jones has shown the moxie and the athleticism and the level of execution and the intelligence to succeed here. Now you got to build them up. Mm-hmm. You got to build up what's around them. And they will, no doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.